Welcome to the Garden Angelus, where we talk about flowers, veggies, and all the best dirt. I'm Dee Nash from Guthrie, Oklahoma, where I garden on 7.5 acres out in the country.
And I'm Carol Michael from Indianapolis, Indiana. I have a suburban garden measured in square feet. It's less than a third of an acre.
We call ourselves Garden Angelus because we are evangelists for gardening. We love gardening and we want you to love it too.
Yes, we do. And we aren't afraid to spill the beans and tell all of our gardening secrets, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But that's enough of who, what, when, where, why, how. Let's move on to this week's episode. Hello, Dee.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Really good. I feel good. I've watered my house plants.
Good job.
Real nice. And the big news is I put together a puzzle that's all these different seed packets, seed catalogs covers.
Yeah, it's like a series, right? Aren't there four different puzzles?
Yeah.
And you did the flower seeds?
I did flower seeds, and then I'm doing fruit catalog now, and then I have vegetable seed catalog to do. So it'll have all three, and I think I'm going to put that glue stuff on.
Right, the decoupage.
Make it into a picture.
There you
and
go.
I'm going to frame them, I think.
Fun.
Anyway, that's pretty exciting. And then, I mean, it's just been the gardening all week, Dee. I'm cleaning in my den, and I pulled this box down from this upper shelf.
Yeah.
Some wooden box, and I thought it was empty. It was full of seeds from the 1990s.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, those are old.
So they are old. I put a YouTube video yesterday. I threw away most of them, but there were some that were kind of cute packages, but I threw them all away. And then my sister, I helped, that has the spreadsheet over seeds.
Yes.
I did a call with her yesterday, and we went through, and I made some suggestions, and we got it sorted out. I'm still doing a seed spreadsheet, but that'll be later.
Whew, you've been busy. I have not been that busy. I did get my sweet peas planted, and
yay.
I will need to thin them because I just kind of piled them all in to these containers and stuck them out in the cold frames, but they're fine, and we'll see how they do. And the weather this year has been all over the place in Oklahoma. So, like, this week is fairly warm, and then the bottom drops out next week. And we're supposed to have the coldest weather we're going to have for the whole season. And then I need to sow my onion seeds. I haven't done that yet. Proven Winners sent me these little compostable 2-inch pots, and I might use those to do that. I don't know. They seem kind of small. I think 4-inch pots might have been better, but what do I know?
Well, a lot of times with seeds, and you start them out in a little container, mm-hmm. like the little Jiffy pots.
Yeah,
I use.
Me too.
And then you're supposed to plant them up and kind of keep increasing the size of the container.
But these are compostable, Carol, so they're supposed to go in the ground.
I don't know either.
Okay, so do we have a quote?
I know you came up with all the quotes this week. I'm very excited.
So, in the springtime, seed is sown. In the summer, grass is mown. In the autumn, you may reap. Winter is the time for sleep. And that's by Sir William Schwenk Gilbert.
Never heard of him, but I like that.
I like that.
Sow, mow, reap, sleep.
And you kind of do sleep in the winter. I mean, your garden doesn't really sleep as long as it's above 40 degrees, but it's growing underground, I guess.
Not much. I mean, we have snow on the ground here, finally. And we've had snow a couple other times, but this is the snow that's staying because it's cold out.
We may get snow next week. We'll see. So we decided on our flower this week. We were going to talk about our favorite flowering houseplant. What's yours?
So mine is probably my night blooming cirrus, mm-hmm. which I think I've told the story before. It's been in my family since the early 70s.
Right.
When my dad got a start from a friend that they used to play, my parents used to play bridge with this couple. And she's a very fascinating person because she was a war bride from Czechoslovakia.
How interesting. I guess I didn't know that part of the story.
Yes. And so she gave my dad a start of this night blooming cirrus, and he would put it outside in the summertime, which I don't put mine outside in the summertime, and maybe I should. It would probably be healthier. And then it would get buds on it, flower buds, and then neighbors would come over and watch it open because it's one of those flowers that opens slowly mm-hmm. in all in one night, and then by morning it's droopy.
Yeah, they
it's
use
very
it.
Fun.
It's like there's a my brain's not working right today, but there's a famous story And it's all about the night blooming cirrus and how people came to see it and all that kind of stuff. Does it have perfume? It does, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. I've written about it on my blog. Yeah. It smells like an old lady who put on a bottle of perfume. It's so heavily scented because it really has one night to attract its pollinators. So it lays it on thick.
So I'm assuming that that one night of the year, if it blooms yearly, hopefully, it must be pollinated by moths, right?
I think so. Some night flying insect, moths or something. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. So, one year, I mean, I had this thing for, I had it for 13 years and it never bloomed because I had repotted it and it needs to be a little bit pot bound, I think. And I wasn't taking it outside in the summer. And I saw this flower bud and I thought that sucker's going to bloom. Well, I had a business trip scheduled. Yeah. And I asked my boss, I said, has anybody ever canceled a business trip because their night blooming cirrus was going to bloom? And he just looked at me like I was crazy again.
Again, yeah.
And the good news is I went on the trip and it actually bloomed two nights later. So I just didn't have a way to tell whether it was ready to go.
Well, that's a really complicated story about your favorite houseplant. Mine's not that exciting.
Well, I got one more thing to say about it.
Oh, go for it.
So I think it's Eudora Welty. They, I think that she even had like a club. They called itself like the Night Cirrus Society mm-hmm. or something, because they would have these plants down the south where they could probably keep them outside, not the whole year, but for a good part of the year. And so they would be loaded with flower buds and it would be like a social event because they didn't have the social media and all that other crap.
Yeah.
So it's a reason to invite the neighbors over and watch a flower bloom. Now you may talk about your plant. Is it as exciting as mine?
No, not at all. I think my favorite one is my red Thanksgiving cactus. It's been beautiful this year. It's blooming yet again. This is the third time.
Wow.
The reason I did, I think the reason it's bloomed for the third time is I used some of that. I used some stuff on it, some fertilizer, and I think I made it really happy. So it's on its third round of blooms, and it started back in Thanksgiving, bloomed at Christmas, and now it's blooming again in January. And it is the prettiest shade of red. It's very easy care. It absolutely requires almost nothing. And that's my kind of plant.
Yeah. That is a great plant.
Yeah.
And I have several of them in my sunroom. They are not blooming. But I have two things to say about it. You probably were too young to watch the original Waltons Christmas special when it first came out.
I was not a huge Waltons fan, but yes, I remember the show. Uh-huh.
So the original special, I think it was Patricia O'Neill played the mother.
She did.
She went down to the cellar and they had a Christmas cactus sitting in like a windowsill and she noticed that it was blooming. And so she brought it up and it was like a little bright spot in their depression era.
Right. Because things were so bleak, right?
Yes. But here's the funny thing about it. I watched that several years ago and the plant that she saw blooming in that windowsill or whatever is so plastic and fake looking.
It's not even a real plant, is it? No.
No.
No, they didn't even try back then. Now they kind of try. Because gardens are planted like, you know, in movies, and then they're like all out of time. And we did that whole episode on movies, gardens and movies.
Yeah. So the interesting thing, the Thanksgiving or the Christmas cactus or Thanksgiving, there's a Thanksgiving cactus, a Christmas cactus, and also an Easter cactus. Mm-hmm. But we both chosen a plant that I think they're very similar. And they might even be in the same
succulent
plant family. I don't know.
Yeah, they're succulents. So
yeah,
they might be. They're definitely easy in the wintertime. That's the nice part. I still like aglaonemas, too, a lot. But they are trickier than I thought they were, especially the green and white ones. So I need stuff that is not tricky right at this moment.
Right. And on the aglaonemas, remember last year you got all excited about them?
I did.
And we could go to stores and buy stuff. And I still have the red Valentine that you told me to buy.
I have one.
And I have three because I split it and put it in three pots. And they're sitting right here beside me in the window. And they're starting to bulk up. I mean, it's taking a little bit of time.
It does take a while.
And then I bought another one. And I think it's called Impala. And it's like a silver white, very narrow leaf.
Uh-huh.
And that one I bought last February, and I divided it, and it's, you know, they, none of them were really happy that I divided them, but they're starting to, I'm starting to see new growth come up from the roots and things. So I think they're all going to make it. So now I've got like five of those.
Wow, that's a lot. I did not divide mine because I don't, well, that's not true. I divided one, but the rest of them I didn't divide. I like big fluffy plants, so I don't want to divide them. The thing about aglaonemas is you just don't want to get the surface too wet for too long. They like to be pretty dry. So that's my one tip about those.
And that's my tip about the Christmas cactus, the night blooming cirrus, all of them. None of them really like to have their feet in water, their roots in water for very long.
No, they don't. And they don't like their stems because they're succulents. They don't want to be, you know, drowning. Who would?
Nobody would. But I always think I would not want to have my feet wet all day. And so after I water, I check the saucers and make sure that the plant's not sitting in a big saucer of water and kind of take care of them that way.
We do that too.
The easiest thing to do to kill a plant, a house plant, is to overwater it.
Yes. And also you'll get bugs. The more you water, the more of those nasty little bugs you get.
Exactly.
The fruit gnats or whatever they are. Okay, fungus gnats. So what are we doing next? Veggie?
Veggie. And we don't have a quote before veggie.
That's okay.
Apparently. We got a quote down here we could read.
You can read that one.
To appreciate the beauty of a snowflake, it is necessary to stand out in the cold. Aristotle.
He makes a good
point.
That's
interesting.
It doesn't really go with veggies, but that's okay.
And I always think of Aristotle as living like in the Middle East, and I can't imagine that he even knew what snow was.
Aristotle was Greek, so I doubt if he ever even saw snow. So that's probably one of those quotes that got attributed to him, and, you know, who knows.
Or maybe he went up in the mountains, up way high in the mountains.
Maybe he did, because maybe in the Greek mountains they have snow. I don't know. So this week's veggie is about house plants that you can grow from vegetable waste. This was your idea. You take it. This is gross.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not gross, but it is a way you know, like people can take the bottom of an onion with their little roots still hanging off of it and plant that, and you'll get some shoots coming up. I mean, you leave an onion in the refrigerator long enough, you'll get some growth coming out of it.
Right.
And, you know, you can take avocados and kind of take the seed and suspend it above water, and it'll sprout.
Yeah, you put toothpicks in them. It was a big thing in the 70s. I grew a bunch of them.
I didn't grow any of them. My sister, we put oranges down. My sister, I don't know if it was an orange seed or a lemon seed, but her grandson, you know, that's obsessed with gardening, he sees seeds and he wants to plant them. He knows what seeds do. And so she showed me they had planted, an orange seed, and it's grown a little tiny tree. And they planted an apple seed, and it was growing a little tiny tree. She's like, what am I supposed to do with these? And I said, well, I said, the orange tree you have to leave inside. I don't know what will happen with that.
Yeah, and it's not going to come back, because most oranges are, yeah, that's going to be complicated. But, oh, well. You know what? It's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and so when I think about people growing stuff from kitchen waste, first of all, I think you're probably pretty hungry if you're relying on your kitchen waste to regrow.
Yeah.
But you have kids, it is fun to grow stuff with kids. They enjoy it. And then by the time they get bored with it, you can just toss it.
Like celery and maybe sweet potatoes.
Right.
There's a lot of things. Potatoes.
And so
you could grow potatoes.
Potato. Here's a teaser for next week.
Okay.
Sweet potato. That's the teaser. That's all we're going to say.
Okay. Sweet potato.
But if you want to grow, and I'm going to come back to it, and you're going to say, not again. Don't talk about it again. If you want to grow something fun with kids in the kitchen.
What?
Microgreens. I am still obsessed with the microgreens.
Maybe I should have grown them, because this is really not my thing, but I don't know. I'm so happy that you found something to do all winter.
Thank you, because, you know, what else am I going to do?
I mean, are you sharing them with your best friend so that you all can have them at dinner?
Yeah. So do you like cilantro?
I do. Even though it does taste like soap to me, I still like it. But half my family likes it, half of them don't.
So I grew cilantro microgreens, and then it was like a little garnish on top of chili, which is very yummy.
I bet that was good. That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Then I did grow microgreens that are sunflower sprouts.
Was that good?
Well, they're very leggy, and I need to eat them today. And I think what I need is a nice salad and mix them in with a salad, because I used to love the salad I used to get at this restaurant where they would put sunflower seed kernels in there.
Right.
And that, I love that. So I'll try it today.
Okay. Well, you can let it, you can report. Week. I mean, because this is what you're going to talk about the entire winter is microgreens.
I'm so bad.
It's okay. It's a good deal. So anything else you want to say about growing veggies from trash?
Yeah, there's a book. Of course, there's a book.
Katie Elser-Peters wrote it.
Yeah, I'm turning around to look at it.
That's okay. We need to talk about Houseplant Party by Lisa.
Okay, let's do that book.
Okay, you want to do the quote or you want me to?
You do it.
All good and true book lovers practice the pleasing and improving avocation of reading in bed. No book can be appreciated until it's been slept with and dreamed over. That's Eugene Field. I loved that quote.
That is an excellent quote.
And so our,
and I do sleep with a book usually.
Sometimes I do too. It just depends on what's going on and how late I read at night. So Houseplant Party by Lisa Eldred Steinkoff. And I don't have this book. You do.
I do. And I really like this book because it's kind of divided into two or three sections, but there's a section on some easy care houseplants and how to care for them. And then there's some crafts that you can do. And so if you want to, don't make fun. Macrame hangers, remember those? They're back.
I like macrame hangers. I'm not going to make fun.
She has instructions on how to make a macrame hanger. She has instructions on how to take an old t-shirt and turn that into a plant hanger by cutting into strips. And then she has instructions on kokedama, which is Japanese for moss ball.
Yes, that's fun.
For you. Those are fun and also very messy. But she has instructions on how to make those, and they just look gorgeous.
Kokedamas are beautiful.
And she's got some stuff on bonsai, which I would love to love bonsai. I love bonsai. I wish a bonsai would love me. I killed them all.
I don't think they're the easiest thing to do. I've had them, and eventually I give up on them. So obviously I'm not a bonsai person. But I will say I hate peace lilies. I will never own another peace lily. They drive me crazy, and they want to be watered all the time. So that's a plant I hate that she talks about.
This is the peace lily in here? I'm looking it up.
Well, it's in your notes, so I'm going to say yes. A peace lily is that one that people give you when somebody in your family dies and they bring it to the funeral. And, you know, it can grow in almost no sun at all. I mean, like, it really, like, it has great big leaves, so.
You know, she has a nice little thing about them. But she also has a nice little thing about a plant that's, the common name is fairy washboard.
I've never heard of that one.
I hadn't. It's a hyworthia.
Oh, a hyworthia. Okay.
Which is now Hyworthiopsis limifolia.
Interesting.
And you know, that attracted me right away. So this is a great book for somebody that's getting into houseplants and just wants more than just a pot sitting there with a plant in it. Great craft ideas. This would be a great gift for somebody. Pair it with a plant. Maybe look at some of the craft ideas, get the supplies for it, and give it to somebody. I'm going to show you the picture of it. You see it?
Yeah, it's a really cute book. And I think it'd be a great gift for people who are just getting into houseplants.
Yes. And I've got more to say about it. But anyway, Houseplant Party by Lisa Eldred Steinkoff. Next, let's talk about, we're going to talk about houseplants we don't like for our dirt.
Yes, which I already said I don't like peace lilies, but I have one that I really don't like.
All right, go for it.
The Chinese money plant. I liked it when it was a baby, but now it's big and ugly and gangly, and I hate that plant. Drops leaves all the time. It's ugly.
So You are talking about, I'm going to show you the picture of it. Pilea peppermoides.
Yes,
this is the one you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's it. Pilea peppermoides.
I have one. I like it pretty well. And it's sometimes called the friendship plant.
Right.
Because it'll make little plants that you can then dig out and give to people. And I gave one to my sister. And some people call it the missionary plant because mm-hmm. it was brought by a missionary to Norway in the 1940s. And then it really kind of spread person to person to person. And just like in the last couple of years, the people started buying it.
So it produces these long stems. And then the leaves fall off, and it's...
My leaves, I have one, and I'm not having trouble with the leaves falling off the long stems.
Hmm. It might be me.
I don't know. I think it's you.
I might get rid of it.
No. My suggestion would be, if there's little plantlets in there that can
there's
be
a bunch
taken
of
out,
little plantlets, yeah.
Then if you want it to, just like little...
Mm-hmm.
Take one of those, take those off and plant those up, and then throw away the mama plant.
I might do that.
And then you'll have little plants, or share it with people. But don't go to people and say, here, the plant I don't like.
Yeah, probably not the best way to do it. I do like the story you told about it. So tell me a plant you hate.
So I really am, I don't know if hate's the right word, but I get kind of bored with plants that just have plain old green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like this plant, the Chinese money plant, which, by the way, it's also called the UFO plant.
Because they're little saucers.
Yeah, they're little saucers on there. And so it's, I don't know. It's one of those plants that's kind of the it plant. And it has its own Instagram pages.
It does.
Sometimes.
Because it's really cute and darling when it's small.
Yeah.
But now mine it looks like an alien. It's ugly. So,
UFO.
Yeah, kind of. Or the people inside the UFOs.
I'm just bored with green plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of bored, period. Aren't you kind of bored?
Let's see.
COVID?
Yeah, winter. A little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm working jigsaw puzzles, reading books, writing books. I'm doing a little bit of everything, so.
You're a busy
woman. Yeah, I get tired. Yeah, but it'd be nice to be able to just, like, get in the car and go somewhere and not have to worry about a mask and.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually. It'll be okay.
Dream.
Well,
we
dream. So what are our garden commissions for the next week?
So my garden commission is it's going to be a winter week here. Snow on the ground. It might melt by Wednesday. I don't know. So I'm going to work on my jigsaw puzzle of the seed catalog and the fruit catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually, the main thing is two things I'm thinking about doing. One of them is to work on my seed spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And based on that, figure out if I need to get more seeds.
Okay. That works for me.
And then I might rehab the one terrarium planter that I have. I might rehab it.
Okay, that sounds good, actually.
That's it.
Okay,
that's all
a lot.
I got.
Okay, so here this week is supposed to be pretty good, but next week the bottom's supposed to drop out and it might snow. So I'm going to try, if I have the energy, to dig up a few plants that died in that storm because I lost some trees. We'll see. I still need to clear away those Japanese maples that were crushed. I lost about four. I know. And I also want to put some more shredded leaves on the potager, and I want to cut down the bed that has the pink muley grass. I want to cut that down that faces the street. Now, will I get all that done? No, that's not going to happen.
Probably not.
So we'll see if I get one thing done this week. If I get my seeds planted for my onions, that may be it. And I need to organize my seeds because it's kind of getting on my nerves. They're sitting on my desk here where we record, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I need to put them in, like, I don't know, like a photo album or something so that I can see them.
That seems awfully organized for you,
Dina. It does, but I think I need it. I think I need the organization because I've got too many seeds, and they're all over the place, and I need some help, but I'm not making a spreadsheet.
I can help you make a spreadsheet.
I don't want a spreadsheet. I hate spreadsheets,
sure?
With the kind of hate that you just can't imagine.
Worse than you hate peace lilies and Chinese money plants?
Yeah, and I'll have to say, I hate peace lily way more than I hate Chinese money plant.
Oh.
I threw one in the trash the other day. So.
Okay, so Dee, February is the month of love.
Okay, love.
So we love the email we got from a listener named Kim.
That was so sweet.
Who is in a suburb of Dallas, Texas, and she's very sweet. And she suggested that you take all kinds of pictures with you and your little granddaughter, and you can make a book out of it, like with Shutterstock or one of Shutterfly or one of those.
I might do that.
And give it as Christmas.
And do like us gardening, because we had talked about gardening with Mannequins. She turns one on Saturday. So that's exciting. I'm excited for
it. So anyway, we love the email that we got. I got a reply to
it. Yeah, you do.
I'll have to tell her to listen up. But anyway, that was wonderful. And we love getting that in the month of love.
That was very sweet. So,
we're going to wrap it up, Dee?
Time.
Thank you for listening to The Garden Angelus. If you like our podcast, please tell your friends about us. Also, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss anything.
And if you listen to Apple Podcasts, we'd love a 5-star review that helps us get noticed by others.
Yes, and be sure and check out our show notes for links for more information about today's topics, plus links to our own websites. And if you want to help support us, use the affiliate links. If you buy something after clicking through on them, we earn a small commission. Cost you nothing.
And it was lovely to chat with all of you over the garden gate today. Bye until next week.
Bye.